and add salt, black pepper, pumpkin pie spice, and cayenne pepper. Mix well. Cook for about 7 minutes until squash starts to soften. Raise heat to high and add broth. Bring to a boil. After 30 seconds of boiling, reduce heat to low. Simmer until broth evaporates, stirring often. Cover pan and continue to cook for 3 minutes or until squash is tender. Makes 4 servings. For a pic of this recipe, see the photo insert. Yay! Health benefits of butternut squash. 3 great reasons why we love our squashy orange friend. Butternut squash is an excellent source of vitamin A and a very good source of vitamin C, potassium, and fiber. This winter squash, dense in omega-3 fatty acids, is good for your heart and also your respiratory system. Butternut squash is also rich in vitamins B1 and B5, which help give you energy. Creamy butternut squash and apple breakfast treat. Per serving, half of recipe. 102 calories, 0.5 grams fat, 321 milligrams sodium, 26 grams carbs, 3.5 grams fiber, 10 grams sugars, 2 grams protein. Oh my, this recipe is so delicious, I can hardly stand it. Not sure if it qualifies as a hot cereal or not, but it is an awesome low-calorie breakfast. Ingredients. 2 cups peeled and cubed butternut squash. 1/2 cup chopped apples. 1 ounce light vanilla soy milk. 1 tablespoon sugar-free maple syrup. 2 teaspoons brown sugar, not packed. 1/2 teaspoon pumpkin pie spice. 1/4 teaspoon salt. 1 no-calorie sweetener packet. Optional. Additional light vanilla soy milk. Directions. Spray a small pot with nonstick spray and bring to medium-low heat. Add squash and cook for 10 to 12 minutes until squash is tender. With a potato masher, mash squash in pot. Add salt, pumpkin pie spice, and apple pieces. Mix well. Turn heat to high and add 1 cup of water. Bring to a boil. After 30 seconds of boiling, reduce heat to low. Let mixture simmer for about 3 minutes until squash is tender and most of the water has evaporated, but apple still has some crunch to it. Add maple syrup, brown sugar, sweetener, and soy milk. Mix thoroughly. Continue to cook and stir until mixture reaches desired consistency. The longer you cook it, the thicker it will become. If you like, top with an extra splash of soy milk before serving. Makes 2 servings. Getting picky with it. How to snap up the best butternut. Look for one that's firm and heavy for its size, and go for a dull surface rather than a shiny one. Avoid butternut squash that has a soft rind, is moldy, or has water-soaked areas. Ew. The season for butternut squash, a winter squash, is August through March. Just know that you'll get the best picks between the months of October and November, because that is the peak season for winter squash. Creamy butternut squash and chipotle soup. Per serving, 1 generous cup. 129 calories, 0.5 grams fat, 426 milligrams sodium, 3 grams carbs, 3 grams fiber, 7 grams sugars, 4 grams protein. Ingredients. 1 large butternut squash, big enough to yield 5 cups cubed, 4 cups fat-free chicken broth, 2 cups chopped onions, 2 whole chipotle peppers and adobo sauce, canned, 3 tablespoons fat-free liquid non-dairy creamer, 1/4 teaspoon ground cumin, salt to taste. Directions. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Cut ends off of the squash. Slice squash in half lengthwise. Remove seeds and any additional fibers. Place squash halves, flush side down, on a baking pan sprayed with nonstick spray. Cook in the oven for 25 minutes. When the squash halves are cool enough to handle, peel them and cut into cubes. Measure out 5 cups and set aside. In a large pot sprayed with nonstick spray, cook onions over medium heat for 5 minutes or until soft. Add squash cubes, peppers, broth, and cumin. Reduce heat to low. Allow mixture to simmer for 30 minutes or until squash is tender, stirring occasionally. Remove from heat and allow to cool for several minutes. Working in batches, place squash mixture in a blender and puree until smooth. Transfer pureed mixture to a large container. Add creamer and mix thoroughly. Add salt to taste. Makes 5 servings. For Weight Watchers points values and photos of all the recipes in this book, check out hungry-girl.com/book. Chapter 14, Survival Guides. Survival of the Fittest. Taking on any and every eating out option. These mini survival guides will help you tackle food challenges. Anytime, anywhere. No problem. Sushi Survival 101. Get ready to sushi it up without swallowing boatloads of fatty stuff. Hungry Girl's got the raw facts. At a glance glossary. Heads up, look out for the following words. They'll clue you in that you're about to order something not so diet-friendly. Crunch. Just a cute and clever way of saying fried and fatty. Dynamite. In sushi land, the word dynamite basically means baked in a sea of gooey mayo. Skip it. Spider. Spider rolls are usually greasy fried crab rolls. They may sound good, but they're packed with calories and fat. Tempura. This is basically a Japanese version of battered deep-fried food. Don't be fooled by low-calorie foods like veggies and shrimp in the form of tempura. Any tempura equals a fat fest. Rock and rolls. You can't go wrong with these restaurant regulars. Cucumber roll. This crunchy, healthy delight packs in around 130 calories and nearly no fat. Spicy tuna roll. If made with a small amount of mayo, one of these will likely contain 250 to 290 calories and 5 to 10 grams of fat. California roll. Order it without mayo, and this one will set you back 270 to 300 calories and have 5 to 10 grams of fat. Nutritional information based on averages. One roll equals 6 large pieces or 8 small ones. Extra, extra. Items and ingredients to indulge in and others to always avoid. The good. Soy sauce, rice vinegar, wasabi, ginger, seaweed, miso or clear soup, edamame, steamed dumplings. The not so good. Oily or cream-based sauces, cream cheese, mayo, noodle or dumpling soup, tempura, fried dumplings. More sushi tips. Grab a seat at the sushi bar. Not only will you be entertained, but you'll find out firsthand exactly how much of an ingredient gets wrapped up in your rolls. Start your meal off with an appetizer that takes a while to eat. Try edamame, salted soybeans still in the pot, hot soup, or slippery seaweed salad. You'll fill up slowly and be less likely to shovel sushi in your face the second it arrives. Save calories by asking your sushi chef to go easy on the rice. Save calories and fat by asking the chef to go easy on the mayo in your spicy rolls. Slow down your eating by upping the spice factor. Mix a generous portion of that hot wasabi into your soy sauce, and it'll be tough to overeat before the fullness factor kicks in. Befriend your sushi chef. It'll make it easier to custom order your light-on-the-rice, no-mayo-extra-crab California roll. Who knows? He might even name a roll after you. Handy-dandy Chinese food survival guide. Break out the chopsticks and break open the fortune cookies. It's time for Chinese food. Hungry Girl Hints. Master mealtime, whether takeout or tableside. Stick with it. Hate to use chopsticks because you have trouble eating with them? That's exactly why you should use these tricky sticks. Fiddling with them will force you to eat slowly. Get steamy. Order your dishes steamed with sauce on the side. Then dip, don't pour. Veggie Victory. A Chinese restaurant is one place you can always count on for delicious, freshly steamed veggies without even a drop of fatty oil or butter. Take advantage and order a side of them in place of rice. Brown is better. If you're going to eat rice, make it brown, not white. Brown rice is an excellent source of dietary fiber. White rice is an excellent source of empty calories. Hungry Girl Shocker. If your dish is swimming in thick sauce, just that gooey stuff alone will account for 200 to 300 calories and 5 to 20 grams of fat in your meal. Do yourself a favor, order it on the side and use sparingly. Best Bets. These low-calorie dishes rate high with us. Steamed veggie dumplings, 300 calories and 8 grams fat. Buddha's Feast, 200 calories and 1.5 grams fat. Mu Gu Gai Pan, 400 calories and 10 grams fat. Steamed shrimp and broccoli, 200 calories and 2.5 grams fat. Nutritional information based on averages for typical serving sizes. Shocking stats. Just how horrendous and fatty is typical Chinese food? Kung Pao pork can have up to 700 calories and 53 grams of fat per serving. Even the side dishes are loaded. One large egg roll has about 350 calories and 15 grams of fat, and fried rice can contain up to 500 calories and 20 grams of fat per serving. The biggest offenders of all? Egg foo young and sweet and sour duck. Each can easily exceed 1,000 calories and 80 grams of fat per order. Yuck! Chinese food do's and don'ts. Do kick off your Chinese chow fast with a little soup. The average small serving of egg drop, wonton, or hot and sour soup will only add about 100 calories to your meal, and it'll help fill you up too. Don't indulge in those fried chow mein noodles or wonton crisps restaurants serve by the basket. They add tons of fat and calories to an otherwise healthy meal. Ask your waiter not to bring any to the table or just place them out of reach on the other side. Do avoid dishes that are breaded, fried, or coated in flour. That stuff does more than weigh down your plate. It'll weigh you down too. Don't think all veggies are your friends. Broccoli trees are really good at sucking up and holding on to oil and fatty sauces. Eeks, stupid trees. Chew the right thing. Bite it. With just 25 fat-free calories, a fortune cookie is an awesome way to end your meal. And feel free to eat those orange segments many restaurants serve up too. Your entire Chinese dessert will have less than 60 calories and practically no fat at all. Fight it. Those crazy almond cookies have about 85 calories and 5 grams of fat. They don't even taste that good. And have you seen that horrific oil spot those cookies leave on anything they touch? Gross. Mini Italian Food Survival Guide. You can survive a trip to your favorite Italian restaurant. Here's how. Do's and don'ts of dining Italia. Do, start your meal off with a salad. Light Italian dressing or oil and vinegar on the side, or some minestrone soup. Don't be afraid to request any of the seafood and poultry options grilled dry, with a heaping side of veggies. Then season those vegetables with a splash of lemon juice or balsamic vinegar, or dip them in a side of marinara. Do eat bread or pasta. Just not both. In Italy, it is a no-no to eat bread and pasta at the same time. Just skip the butter. Who needs it when you have warm, crusty Italian bread? And stick with tomato-based sauce on your noodles. Don't order fish topped with cheese. Mix the cheese and you'll save calories and fat grams. Do enjoy a bowl of fresh berries instead of some crazy too rich dessert. Don't clear your plate. It's okay to take some home with you to enjoy the next day. Do ask for whole wheat pasta. Many restaurants, including the massive Olive Garden chain, offer up the fiber-rich stuff as a filling alternative to plain white pasta. Chew the right thing. Bite it. The average half-cup serving of marinara sauce has about 95 calories and 3 grams of fat. Fight it. A half-cup portion of classic Alfredo sauce has an average of 240 calories and 22 grams of fat. Hungry girl shockers. Avoid these top offenders when dining out on Italian fare. Spaghetti and meat sauce and meatballs and sausage. The old spaghetti factory. 1,280 calories and 64 grams fat. Fettuccine Alfredo, average, 1,100 calories and 75 grams fat. Brick oven meatball sandwich, Romano's Macaroni Grill, 1,890 calories and 115 grams fat. Chicken Parmesan, average, 950 calories and 34 grams fat. Rigatoni Romano, Fazoli's, 1,090 calories and 54 grams fat. Nutritional information based on dinner portions. Chew the right thing. Bite it. A serving of Italian sorbet will only set you back about 150 calories, and it's fat-free. Or bite into a small almond biscotti for only about 100 calories and 3.5 grams of fat. Fight it. If you order tiramisu at an Italian eatery, your dessert plate will be packing about 1,100 calories and 60 grams of fat. Hungry Girl Honors. Seek out these impressive Italian eats. Steamed mussels or clams, average, 150 calories, 3 grams fat. Pollo Magro, skinny chicken, Romano's Macaroni Grill, 330 calories, 5 grams fat. Spaghetti with mushroom and meat sauces, the old spaghetti factory, 460 calories, 6 grams fat. Pesce marinara, fish and tomato sauce, average, 400 calories and 8 grams fat. Venetian apricot chicken, Olive Garden, 448 calories, 11 grams fat. Nutritional information based on dinner portions. Pequeño Mexican Food Survival Guide. Don't let a trip to your number one Mexican eatery get the best of you. Here's how to tackle a craving for Mexican, Hungry Girl style. Top 8 Taco-tastic Tips. 1. Bulk up your meal with a side salad or a side of veggies or beans. 2. Just say no to tortilla bowls, tortilla strips, guacamole, sour cream, and cheese. 3. Order 2 soft tacos, but eat only 1 tortilla. Just stuff what's inside the second one into the first and toss the extra tortilla. Your single super stuffed soft taco will save you dozens of calories. 4. Avoid chimichangas, chalupas, enchiladas, and quesadillas. These are all fried and or loaded with cheese. 5. Use salsa in place of dressing on your salads. 6. Take advantage of all the low-cal stuff like cilantro, jalapenos, and assorted chili sauces. You'll feel more satisfied if your meal is packed with flavor. 7. Order chicken or shrimp fajitas prepared without any oil. Then swap all the sides for a bowl of lettuce topped with tomatoes and a side of salsa. You'll wind up with a salad full of grilled veggies and more. 8. Avoid the chips at all costs. Calories and fat rack up way too quickly. On the side, the 411 on the good, the bad, and the spicy. Taco sauce, 5 calories, 0 grams fat, 2 tablespoons. Sour cream, 60 calories, 5 grams fat, 2 tablespoons. salsa pico de gallo, 10 calories, 0 grams fat, 2 tablespoons. Guacamole, 100 calories, 9 grams fat, 1 quarter cup. Avocado, 60 calories, 5.5 grams fat, 1 quarter cup. Shredded cheddar cheese, 110 calories, 9 grams fat, 1 quarter cup. Black beans, 100 calories, 0.5 grams fat, half cup. Refried beans, 120 calories, 2 grams fat, half cup. Mexican rice, 140 calories, 4 grams fat, half cup. Chips, 140 calories, 7 grams fat, 1 ounce, about 7 chips. Nutritional information based on averages. Top 8 diet-friendly Mexican food staples. 1. Grilled chicken. 2. Shredded lettuce. 3. Jalapeno peppers. 4. Pico de gallo. 5. Salsa. 6. Fajita-style veggies, grilled without oil. 7. Black beans. 8. Grilled shrimp, no butter. One-stop survival guide for road trips, airplanes, and cruises. Traveling isn't an excuse to shovel lots of bad-for-you foods down your gullet. Here's how to take a trip without taking a vacation from eating right. Snacks on a plane. Relying on in-flight options for guilt-free grub isn't your best laid plan. Here are some quick do's and don'ts for flying the friendly skies. Do. Avoid the snack boxes with pretzels, crackers, and chips. Most of those snack packs have 600 to 900 calories and dozens of fat grams each. That's hardly a snack. Don't. Forget to do your homework. Check out your flight information online and find out what snack packs will be available to you. Do. Stay busy. Bring magazines, handheld games, crossword puzzles, or even just a pen and paper to doodle on or to jot down some thoughts. By keeping your mind busy, you'll keep your appetite in check. Don't eat all of your emergency snacks on one flight, unless it's a true emergency, like the plane's been circling the runway for 18 hours. Do stay hydrated. Dehydration can cause grogginess and make it difficult to make smart decisions, like choosing to eat that apple you packed rather than those chips being passed around. Don't underestimate your travel time. Factor in getting to the airport, waiting in line, and picking up baggage. Even a short flight could mean many hours before your next meal. Hungry Girl's Guilt-Free Jet Set Snack Pack. Pick one item in each category and create the perfect snack pack for about 300 calories. Something fruity. Start with your favorite produce pick. Just remember to pack some napkins for those sticky sweet selections. Something crunchy. 100-calorie packs and pre-pop single servings of low-fat popcorn are great airplane eats. They're filling, satisfying, and crunchy good fun. Something protein-packed. A single-serving can of tuna. Look for the ones with the easy-open lids. Some jerky, beef, soy, or turkey, and light string cheese are all great ways to keep hunger at bay when you're airborne. Something to savor. Low-calorie hard candies, lollipops, sugar-free gum are all awesome low-cal ways to keep your mouth busy. Plus, they'll protect your ears during takeoff and landing. Hungry Girl in-flight tip. Take advantage of the free-to-walk-about-the-cabin part of your trip. Stretch your limbs, stroll the aisles, and keep your blood flowing. You'll be less likely to munch mindlessly if you're alert and aren't achy. Happy travels! Hit the road, Jack. Road trips can be a pain in the butt, and not just because you're literally sitting on it for hours. Face it, rest stop food, fast food, convenience store food, and gas station fare are all fairly frightening. The trick is to bring on-the-go, easy-to-pack, guilt-free snacks to keep you fueled between meals or to use as meal replacements. Here are Hungry Girl's top 10 snacks to stash when you travel, in no particular order. 1. Snack bars. 2. Instant miso soup packets. 3. Rice cakes and soy crisps. 4. Single-serving 94% fat-free microwave popcorn. 5. Low-calorie hard candies. 6. Instant oatmeal packets. 7. Turkey, soy, or beef jerky. 8. Sliced fruits and veggies. 9. Light string cheese. 10. Portion-controlled snacks, like 100-calorie packs. Hungry Girl's quick road trip fixes for on-the-go snack options. So you forgot to plan ahead? No worries. Stop at the corner market instead of the corner fast food joint, and you'll have hundreds of healthy options. Take part in a Slurpee Fest at 7-Eleven, but only with the reduced-calorie Crystal Light Slurpees, which come in several fruity-licious flavors. Dying for ice cream? Who needs that awful convenience store freezer loaded with bad choices? McDonald's has soft-serve, reduced-fat vanilla ice cream cones with just 150 calories and 3.5 grams of fat each. Well worth it. Frap Attack. There are Starbucks locations on practically every block in the U.S., sometimes two per block, so it's good to know that you can stop in and enjoy a Frappuccino light blended coffee if you're craving a sweet blended coffee drink. Most are super low in fat and have just 140 to 180 calories for a grande size. Go for it. Cruise control. Eating is definitely a major part of a cruise. And all the rumors are true. There are usually multiple buffets at all times of the day and night. But this isn't necessarily a bad thing. Embrace the buffet. Buffets are packed with healthy options, and each one is a great opportunity to custom build your perfect meal. Look for omelet stations, egg whites, no oil, and tons of veggies, shrimp cocktail, cut up veggies, fresh fruit, salad bars, and more. Drink up. If cocktails are part of your celebration style, no worries. For low-cal cocktail choices, your best bottled bets are wine or light beer. For mixed drinks, stick with ones made with calorie-free mixers, like diet soda or seltzer, and then flavor them with all the fruit garnishes you can get your hands on. Speak up. Cruise crews are used to special requests. The kitchen staff is usually prepared to cater to diabetics, vegetarians, and more. So if you want to special order something for the sit-down dinner, it shouldn't be a problem. Ask in advance to give them plenty of time to prep. Stay active. Participating in physical activity on board is a great way to avoid feeling the effects of extra food. Most ships have fitness rooms, but even splashing around in the pool or playing shuffleboard on the Lido deck burns calories. Save the Day Office Survival Guide. Chances are you spend roughly 40 waking hours a week faced with tempting, diet-busting foods while you're at work. Don't be a victim. Arm yourself with the information and snacks you need. Office do's and don'ts. Do: avoid the kitchen. Keep utensils and a can opener in your desk so you don't have to head to the kitchen for those items. Don't forget to plan ahead. Special order lunches for meetings in advance, or bring your own lunch if you can't special order. Do: arm yourself with snacks. Make sure you keep your office packed with good-for-you treats. Don't snack from the vending machine. Even items that seem healthy, like trail mix or juice drinks, usually aren't low in calories. Don't wait too long to order dinner if you're working late. If you do, chances are you'll be too hungry to care what you're shoveling in your mouth. The dreaded kitchen/break room. Conquer cravings in shared spaces. Hungry Girl Dilemma. Does Susie in accounting demand potluck pastry Fridays? Don't fall victim to the donuts and bagels that call out at you as you get your morning coffee. Get your coffee either before all the goodies arrive or after they've been picked over. Better yet, bring your own coffee from home and keep low-calorie sweets in your office for those weak moments. Eat it. Fruit, veggies, snack bars, cereal, yogurt. Beat it. Cakes, cookies, bagels, donuts, muffins. Caffeiney meanies. Don't break up the day with some sort of humongous, fat-filled, blended, whipped cream-topped coffee beverage. The calories in beverages count, no matter what marine and marketing tells you. Sip it. Coffee, unsweetened tea, Starbucks Frappuccino light blended coffee drinks, diet soda, sugar-free energy drinks. Skip it. UBBs, unidentified blended beverages, sweet tea, regular soda, sugary energy drinks. Use it. Fat-free and/or sugar-free non-dairy coffee creamer, no-calorie sweetener, sugar-free syrup, light soy milk, fat-free whipped topping. Lose it. Half and half. Sugar, sugary syrups. Cream, regular milk, whipped cream. For more coffee tips, check out our Caffeine Fix in a Flash Survival Guide on page 314. Top 8 must-have office snacks. No refrigeration required. 1. Canned soups. If you're watching your sodium intake, keep an eye out for low-sodium versions because some canned soups are salty. 2. 100-calorie packs. You get the perfect snack-size portion of whatever it is you crave. Salty, sweet, chocolatey, you name it. Impressive. 3. Nut mixes. Break these down into single-serving portions so you don't swallow the whole bag at once. The healthy protein and fat will keep you full for hours. 4. Fiber One bars. There are about a zillion snack bars out there to choose from, but Fiber One chewy bars are the best ones to have around during those moments of candy bar craving desperation. 5. Tuna pouches. Protein is the most satisfying of all food groups. Go at that tuna with just a fork, or break out some high-fiber crackers to top with the stuff. 6. Instant oatmeal. It's low-fat, low in calories, filling and easy to stash. It takes up less space than a couple of envelopes. Just watch out for a few of the crazy flavors that are packed with excess calories and fat grams. 7. Beef, soy, or turkey jerky snacks. Keeping a bag or two of this stuff in your desk is a great idea. It's low in fat and calories and packed with protein. Want to know what's in Hungry Girl's desk drawer? Tillamook Country Smoked Beef Nuggets. 8. 94% fat-free microwave popcorn mini bags. Fresh, delicious, warm popcorn anytime. And they even come in flavors like butter and kettle corn. You may want to occasionally pop up a multiple serving bag. Your office mates will come running when they smell corn popping. Top 8 must-have office snacks, if you have a fridge or freezer. 1. Sugar-free gelatin and pudding snacks. These pre-packaged single-serving snacks have been faves of dieters for years. 2. Fat-free yogurt. Fat-free yogurt is an almost perfect food. It's nutritious and delicious. 3. Fresh fruit and veggies. There's no alternative to good old fruit and vegetables. They're crunchy, refreshing, great tasting, and so good for you. 4. Guilt-free chilled beverages. Whether it's water, diet soda, iced tea, or sugar-free lemonade, keep the fridge stocked with super sippers. 5. Sugar-free ice pops. Stick a few in that tiny freezer compartment. You won't be sorry. 6. Lean turkey slices. Plain and simple, protein is good. Turkey slices are delicious. Eat them alone with mustard, pickles, and/or Dijonnaise. You can even roll all that up in a few pieces of romaine lettuce for a quickie protein wrap. 7. Fat-free cheese slices. For those times when you are starving and need something you can pop in your trap quickly, but gum and sugar-free candy isn't gonna do the trick. Wrap your chompers around some cheddar, American, mozzarella, or Swiss. 8. Vitalicious Vita Tops, Vitalicious.com. Each one of these muffin tops contains just 100 calories and lots of fiber. Always keep a spare one stashed in the freezer for emergencies. They rock. Catered meetings. Pay attention. It's okay to pull the cheese out from your sandwich, wipe the mayo off your bread, or even ask ahead of time to special order your meal. It's all right to be high maintenance every now and then. Bite It. Lean deli meats, whole wheat bread, salad, dressing on the side, veggies, fruit salad. Fight It. Pre-made sandwiches, dressing doused salad, pasta salad, pastries. Desk-bound lunch hour power. Whenever possible, brown bag it. That way you're in complete control of your afternoon intake. If you do go down the takeout road, remember to special order. Ask for mixed greens or fruit instead of fries or pasta salad, and order all sauces and dressings on the side. Fast food friends. Subway 6-inch subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Taco Bell's fresco-style menu. Wendy's chili and baked potatoes. Panera's breads, you pick to menu. Go for their low-fat soups, light salad dressings, lower-carb breads, and lean deli meats. Burger King's tender grilled chicken and BK veggie burger. Fast food foes. Oversized burgers and subs, taco salads in the shell, French fries, fried fish sandwiches, chicken nuggets, shakes. Workday birthdays, take the cake. If you show up in the conference room and announce that you aren't having any cake, you can be sure you'll be hassled and berated until you're forced to eat a sugary slice while everyone stares at you. Instead, take a piece. Celebrate with everyone and have a bite or two. Then fiddle with it, put it down, and slip out of the room. Reward yourself later with a small sweet snack in your office, like a lollipop. Or squash the craving for cake altogether by popping a mint or chewing on some intensely flavored gum. Hungry Girl Tip. Browse through Chapter 4 for ways to burn calories at work. Super Convenient Convenience Store Survival Guide. Convenience stores can be convenient for everything except your diet. Here's how to get in and out fast with snacks that won't break the calorie bank. The inconvenient truth. Convenience stores are all about fatty, starchy, calorie-packed foods. Steer clear of any meal that is prepackaged. Those pre-made sandwiches are typically slathered with mayo, cheese, and other fatty extras. And those cellophane-wrapped bagels that come slathered in huge amounts of butter or cream cheese can contain 500-plus calories and enormous amounts of fat. Eek. Don't think for a second that a muffin is a better choice than a donut or even a greasy loaded breakfast sandwich. Muffins can contain 400 to 700 calories and as much as 30 grams of fat. With stats like those, you might as well have a hot fudge sundae for breakfast. Hungry Girl note, that is not a recommendation to eat ice cream for breakfast. Beware of the condiment bar. Chili, nacho cheese, and mayo are the condiment bar's worst offenders. If you need a condiment fix, go for the ketchup, chopped onions, mustard, or relish. They'll add taste without the extra fat and calories. If you must have a soda, make sure it's diet. And, unless you're running a marathon, get a 12-ouncer. No normal human needs 52 ounces of artificially sweetened chemicals. Can't imagine a summer without Slurpees? There are several low-cal options to choose from. Look for Crystal Light and Diet Soda Slurpees and save the 240-plus calories in the regular ones for things you can actually chew. Stopping in for your morning coffee? Those cappuccino and hot cocoa machines are pumping out tons of calories. Go for flavored coffee, virtually calorie-free, instead. Then add some no-calorie sweetener and fat-free milk. Some stores even stock those yummy sugar-free and calorie-free flavored syrups. Yes. Top 8 convenience store staples that won't wreck your diet. 1. Fresh fruit. 2. Hard-boiled eggs. 3. Light string cheese. 4. Light yogurt. 5. Baked chips or soy crisps. 6. Carrot sticks. 7. Lean deli meats. 8. Mini cereal boxes. I want candy. Most convenience stores are a good place to find retro candy. These candies may not be healthy, but they're fat-free and fairly low in calories, and they're certainly better than a lot of the other foods around. Treat yourself to one of these classics every once in a while. Jawbreakers, Pop Rocks, Blow Pops, Ring Pops, Red Hots, Lemon Heads, Atomic Fireballs, Runts, Smarties, Pez, Pixie Sticks, Razzles, and Fun Dip. Teeny Tiny Guide to Cocktail Parties, Holidays, and Barbecues. People often use holidays and parties as excuses to eat poorly. Don't do it. Be cautious and deliberate about what you eat. There are a few simple things you can do to avoid going absolutely crazy at food-filled fiestas. The do's and don'ts of a successful Hungry Girl party goer. Do: opt for simple foods packed with protein and fiber. That way, you'll be less likely to overeat. And even if you do, it's unhealthy stuff. Shrimp cocktail, crudités, sliced raw veggies, and grilled chicken or beef skewers are great party staples to stick with. Don't indulge in anything shiny, cheesy, or fried. That means no mayo-soaked sides, oily appetizers, fatty dips, or deep-fried items. Macaroni salad, antipasto, artichoke dip, and popcorn shrimp are all crazy high in fat and calories. Do treat yourself to dessert. Load up on fruit salad and savor a few bites of your favorite dessert, so you don't feel deprived and wind up stopping for a carton of ice cream the minute you leave the party. Don't fall victim to those giant bowls of mixed nuts. Though nuts are healthy, it's much too easy to munch on them mindlessly and end up gobbling them up by the handful. And each pile you grab will probably have 150 to 200 calories and 15 or more grams of fat. Do check out more of our party tips on page 153. Chew the right thing. The 411 on hors d'oeuvres. Bite it. Assorted chilled seafood is an awesome option. Shrimp, crab meat, mussels, and scallops are all super low in calories and fat. And you can never go wrong with fresh veggies, as long as you ditch the creamy dips and eat them plain or with a little salsa. Fight it. Pigs in a blanket, those cute little bundled up hot dogs, have about 75 calories each. Little quiches and fried dumplings can easily pack on over 150 calories a pop. Eeks! And a single stuffed mushroom or bacon-wrapped scallop can contain 65 big ones. Top 8 Tips for Guilt-Free Party Sips. No, you don't need to stick to water. Here are Hungry Girl's favorite party sipper tips that allow you to skip the excess calories. Bottoms up. 1. If you're craving a mixed drink, choose one with seltzer or diet soda. Calorie-free mixers equals your friend. And a single shot of liquor, like vodka or rum, then your whole drink will only run you about 100 calories. 2. Avoid fancy schmancy frozen drinks like daiquiris, margaritas, and pina coladas. Those can easily contain 500 calories each. 3. Skip creamy liquors for sure. Those can contain insanely high amounts of calories and fat. 4. Don't be fooled by juice-based mixed drinks. Cranberry, orange, apple, and grapefruit juices can all add 50 to 75 calories to your cocktail. If you've got to have a fruity fix, go with half juice and half seltzer. 5. If beer's your thing, go with light beer and save about 50 calories per drink. 6. Remember that tonic water isn't sugar-free or calorie-free. Choose diet tonic or seltzer instead. 7. Wine is low in calories, about 120 calories for an average serving, and it's easy to make one glass last. Save even more calories by drinking wine spritzer, a few ounces of wine mixed with seltzer. Yum! 8. Remember, everyone loves a designated driver. No shame in skipping the cocktails and treating yourself to a little more of the party food. Holiday Hot List. Choose these guilt-free goodies at your next holiday party. Shrimp Cocktail. 4 jumbo shrimp with 1 tablespoon cocktail sauce equals 75 calories and 1 gram fat. Hot Holiday Blend Tea. 1 mug with no sugar equals 0 calories and 0 grams fat. Candy canes. 1 cane equals 60 calories and 0 grams fat. Chicken or beef skewers. 1 skewer equals 100 calories and 3 grams fat. Raw veggies with salsa. 1 cup veggies with 1/4 cup salsa. 55 calories and 0.5 grams fat. Nutritional information based on averages. Holiday not list. Don't overindulge on these holiday diet busters. Eggnog, 1 cup equals 400 calories and 20 grams fat. Hot cocoa, 1 cup with whipped cream equals 200 calories and 10 grams fat. Assorted chocolates, 3 pieces equals 200 calories and 11 grams fat. Cookies, 1 chocolate chip cookie equals 210 calories and 13 grams fat. Cake. 1 small slice of chocolate cake equals 340 calories and 14 grams fat. Nutritional information based on averages. Barbecue foods. Indulge or avoid. Eat it. Grilled chicken breast, turkey dogs, or turkey burgers, often low in calories and fat, but read the labels if you can. Grilled veggies, corn on the cob, watermelon, fruit bars, and ice pops. Beat it. Fried chicken, beef burgers, hot dogs, oily marinated veggies, potato salad, pasta salad, pie, ice cream, cones, bars, or otherwise. Use it. Lettuce wraps, mustard, ketchup, pickles, salsa, hot sauce, lemon juice, light salad dressings. Lose it. Giant buns, cheese, mayo, barbecue sauce, or use sparingly. Butter, full-fat salad dressings. Barbecue shockers. The average barbecue meal contains 3,500 calories. That's at least 1,500 more calories than the average person should have in an entire day. In 2001, Americans consumed 7 billion hot dogs between Memorial Day and Labor Day alone, and we doubt they've lightened up in recent years. That's a collective 2,205 billion calories. One serving of barbecue pork ribs delivers an average of 68 grams of fat and 1,360 calories. For your information, it'd take nearly 6 hours of post-barbecue cleanup to burn off all those calories. Real Deal Movies Survival Guide. Eating at movie theaters can be bad news. There simply aren't very many good choices available there. Follow these easy steps to avoid becoming a double feature. Theater do's and don'ts. Do sneak your own candy into the theater. It's as simple as throwing some long-lasting, low-cal candy in your purse. Lollipops, chewy stuff, and hard candies will last you long into the plotline. Don't buy king-size movie candy, even the fat-free kind, unless you're going to share it with a king-size group of friends. That 8-ounce bag of Reese's Pieces tips the scales with close to 1,200 calories and 60 grams of fat, and even that 6-ounce Twizzlers pack contains more than 550 calories. Yeesh. do smuggle in a pre-popped mini bag of 94% fat-free microwave popcorn. Just pop it right up before you leave the house. Don't, under any circumstances, indulge in movie theater popcorn. A small container has about 400 calories and 25 grams of fat without butter. A large container with butter packs in about 1,500 calories and 130 grams of fat. That's scarier than any horror flick to ever hit the silver screen. Do stick to diet soda or water and save yourself from sugary, empty calories and regular soda. A 40-ounce soda contains more than 500 calories. If you crave flavored liquid, bring along sugar-free powdered drink mix packets to toss into your water bottle. Don't think you have to forego carby goodness altogether if you didn't pre-pop your own corn. Go for a warm and doughy soft pretzel. A medium one has about 350 calories and only 3.5 grams of fat, and share it with a pal. Just be sure your twisted treat isn't drenched in butter, cheese, cinnamon, and sugar, chocolate, or any other crazy toppings. Two thumbs up. Sour Patch Kids and Lemon Heads are fat-free and satisfying, yet not quite as addictive as other candies because of their sourness. Hungry Girl Tip. Give away the green and yellow Sour Patch Kids, or whatever your least fave flavors are, to pals sitting near you. That way, you won't eat those once all the good flavors are gone. Pop to it. Enjoying a movie-thon at home? With so many awesome options, you can really go to town. Not literally. You can stay home and eat them. Jolly Time, Orville Redenbacher's, and Pop Secret all make 94% fat-free microwave popcorn in single-serving bags that contain only about 110 calories and about 2 grams of fat. Plus, each bag pops up a generous 5 to 6 cups of the stuff. Lesser Evil's all-natural fancy kettle corns, lesserevil.com, will knock your popcorn-loving socks off. They come in crazy flavors like peanut butter and cocoa and maple pecan. Each cup of the stuff will cost you 120 calories and 2 grams of fat. Not bad at all for such a decadent pop treat. Jolly Time's Healthy Pop Caramel Apple Microwave Popcorn combines the sticky sweetness of caramel with appley fun to make completely guilt-free flavor-packed popcorn, all for just 110 calories and 2 grams of fat per 5-cup serving. Woohoo! Caffeine Fix in a Flash Survival Guide. Coffee was originally used for medicinal purposes, treating everything from heart disease to fevers and coughs. It wasn't until people started craving the caffeine buzz side effect that coffee took on the hot beverage form we know and love today. But coffee isn't just coffee anymore. It's often buried beneath sugar, syrups, milk, and whipped cream. Here's how to have a fun coffee break without downing a gazillion calories. Top 8 ways to survive a trip to Starbucks. 1. Always order your drinks non-fat and no whip. 2. Tempted by those Frappuccino blended coffee drinks that come in a zillion crazy delicious flavor combinations? They're all available as Frappuccino Lights, most with just about 150 calories and hardly any fat for a 16-ounce grande. 3. If you order a flavored coffee, make sure the flavor comes from the actual coffee grounds as opposed to added sugary syrups. 4. Remember that reduced-fat pastries aren't necessarily low in calories or fat. You're better off avoiding cakey items altogether. 5. Lose the idea that anything with tea in its name is diet-friendly. It's not. 6. Order a short-sized drink. It's not on the menu, but your friendly neighborhood barista will happily accommodate you if you want to indulge without going overboard. 7. Skip regular syrups, full-fat milk, and cream and sugar. Always opt for sugar-free syrups, fat-free milk, and no-calorie sweetener. 8. For guilt-free tea, order a plain unsweetened iced tea, then ask for a shot of sugar-free syrup and use no-calorie sweetener to flavor it. Chew the right thing. How well do you know the creamer crew? Bite it. If liquid coffee mate, or liquid creamer in general, is your thing, stick with coffee mate's original fat-free. 1 tablespoon has just 10 calories. When looking for flavored coffee enhancers, hit up the powders in either fat-free or sugar-free. While they often seem to have more calories than the liquid, it takes far less of the powder to make your drink taste good. Typically, a teaspoon is all it takes. And a teaspoon of the stuff only adds about 10 calories or so to your beverage. Fight it. Avoiding regular flavored creamers, ones that aren't fat-free or sugar-free, is pretty much a given. But know that even the fat-free flavored liquid coffee mates have twice the calories of the original fat-free. Each tablespoon of the flavored liquids has about 25 calories. The sugar-free ones are no bargain either, with 15 to 30 calories and at least 1 gram of fat per tablespoon. That may not sound like a lot, but liquid creamers aren't nearly as potent as powdered ones, so it's way too easy to add 100 calories and even several grams of fat to your drink without even thinking. Extra, extra! Skip these little extras to keep your drink from turning into a liquid fright fast. Whipped cream catastrophe. That big, scary squirt of whipped cream can add as much as 130 calories and 12 grams of fat to your drink. What a silly idea that is. Syrup downer. Each pump of those flavored syrups add 20 to 40 calories to your beverage. The good news? The sugar-free syrups are calorie-free. Whee! Brew it yourself. To make awesome coffee drinks at home or at the office, have these Hungry Girl approved ingredients in your pantry at all times. Instant coffee. It does the trick in a pinch. Unsweetened cocoa. Adds chocolatey good flavor with very few calories. Stick with a teaspoon at a time, about 5 calories, and use a no-calorie sweetener to bring out the flavor. Light vanilla soy milk. Okay, this actually goes in the fridge, but it's a lifesaver. No-calorie sweetener packets. Whether you flavor the pink packs, the blue babies, or Hungry Girl's fave, the yellow Splenda ones, keeping a stash of these on hand is key to creating coffee magic. Tarani sugar-free syrups. There are other brands out there, but Tarani is the best, hands down. Their almond roca, coconut, and vanilla flavors are the best for coffee beverages. Malted milk powder. Just 1 10-calorie teaspoon adds a huge amount of maltiness to drinks. Coffee Mate powdered creamers, sugar-free or fat-free. Sugar-free vanilla caramel and fat-free French vanilla are the best, and they have just about 10 calories per tasty teaspoon. No caffeine zone. Can't have lots of caffeine? There are tons of ways to fulfill your coffee craving without going against the doctor's orders. Starbucks usually has 2 decaf coffees available on any given day, the house blend as well as a yummy flavored one. You can enjoy almost anything on the menu, practically caffeine-free, as long as you start with one of their decaf coffees. Just look out for other caffeine-laced ingredients, like an espresso shot, before ordering. Most other coffee chains will also make their classic menu items with decaf coffee. Well, as sad as it is, like all good things, this book must come to an end. It's time for you to stop poking around here, anyhow, and head into the kitchen to start whipping up some guilt-free eats. This book was so much fun to write. I have to admit, the recipe testing was my favorite part. And I hope it helps you realize that eating better is not about depriving yourself. You can easily find ways to eat the foods you love, even the so-called bad ones, by whipping up fun and easy, better-for-you versions right at home. Stay in touch and please send your comments, feedback, and suggestions to me at hgbooks@hungry-girl.com. And for more recipes, news, food finds, tips, and tricks, sign up for our free daily emails at hungry-girl.com. Hungry Girl out. This has been Hungry Girl. recipes and survival strategies for guilt-free eating in the real world. Written by Lisa Lillian. Narrated by Winona Owen. Copyright 2008 by Lisa Lillian. Production copyright by Lillian LLC.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.